That one bit.
Oh, boiled egg. Jam that on the spot.
So you cut open your egg. Hectic, hectic.
Something, you remember the last time we were at Hillside dinner? I think it was the night we went to look at the
And we said, can you get one of those metal blue bendy things that we haven't got on our table? And Mum went, yeah, I'll get one of those.
It's a dinner fork, what you used to
It used to be a fork,
we came home from looking at the lights, remember we went down and sat at some table under the house?
This is a result
and
of experiment
with telekinesis. Do you remember what you did?
No.
Haven't got a clue. Lots of buzzy things around.
Oh, and hold the mosquito coil.
Sam, the hell does that work?
I don't know, but I
don't know.
Well, they did have one, actually, and the coil was sitting on there.
How much did you pay for it?
$3.
I'm going to go home and get our forks. Do you know how many forks you can buy for $3? I'm going to bend them and paint them different colours and say, hey, mosquito coil holder guys, here you go.
You could take that in further than your arts teacher and the kids could make one.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was just so funny because you sat there and made, remember you made one out of the alfoil sheet?
The art teacher was all
and, that's why I thought...
You'd have to get the art teacher to grade it.
It was only $3, so that
I... I mean, is that a crap paint job or is it... Is that art
I just pulled the price tag off it.
Looks like
I'm talking about the paint job in general. Like, it looks like, obviously, they were holding this bit here because they haven't painted that bit. That's why they were holding it.
Looks like it's done with a pen,
doesn't
it?
Yeah,
I didn't notice that.
Looks like Joanna painted it.
I didn't notice that.
Where'd you get it?
At Moore Park, the craft shop at Moore Park.
So we're here at Moore Park next.
Wow.
You have to go there.
I bet you bought it blind drunk.
After you've been to the Bundy Rum Factory.
I reckon this is what Pat tried to get Chinese with after the rum and cake they sold it with too much rum in it.
Yeah,
and this is the result. He's chewed on it. You have to get some new teeth on it when he came back.
I thought it was a joke.
I love it.
What else did you get at the ballpark market?
I bought nothing for you.
I bought
a washer.
Sort of me.
Washer for Claire and Joanna and I
was going
to say
her baby.
A baby?
Washer.
It's
just given Claire her.
Bloody health
terrorist. And Joanna's got a dolphin on it. And I got a teddy bear one for the
Cool, and I got this.
Just be careful though, like I wrapped it up as if to come home because it was pretty sharp.
You don't leave it on the seat.
No, just be careful where you put it.
That's brilliant.
See what else you got from Wall Park? The Sydney Opera House here.
Wow.
You can't get them in Sydney, you have to go to Moore Park for those two. That's going to go straight to the pool room, that buddy.
It's going to go on the new deck that thinks is a good idea.
We should eat out tonight.
I can't wait to hear.
Outside, I mean. Outside, we can set this up outside and eat outside.
So because you're a carpenter, that means you can do a deck out there.
Did you know Carrie and Richard?
Who?
Carrie and Richard.
No.
You didn't know them?
No.
That would be brilliant. Do you think if we just got a builder in, got him to do the outside, or her, being politically correct,
yeah.
And then we did the internals, or... You're good at the internal, so you're still okay to do that?
Yeah. Take a couple of years. Do it on one Saturday a month.
How did George's dinner...
Enough time to save up, pay you.
How did George's dinner with Kisco?
I think it went alright. They took the baklava home or back to their motel or something.
Alright. That would have been so cool.
Yeah.
I think I might join the kids army now.
Maybe you got to see them again.
So he really had dinner with kids?
Yeah. sort of.
He went over to their place in Sydney.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was at the...
Follow through? Did you find out what happened?
Yeah, he said they took the baklava back to their hotel. Oh, I don't know whether he had dinner at the wherever they were playing or whether he went to their motel. I'd say he went, met them where they were playing. Backstage or something like that.
Wow. So you're in the third row with Brad?
Yeah, I was in the second row. I was in the third row. My brother was in the first row.
You got the second row?
Yeah, I gave him second row and I took the third.
Oh,
well,
he was good. He took one for the team. Took a four for the team. He knew I'd been sick.
That's right.
Did you tell anybody at work the next day?
Yeah, I told everyone.
Did you?
Yeah.
Get your guitar pick
up. I thought, oh, that's the kiss. Second row. Free ticket. I said, oh, I thought you were sick yesterday. I said, yeah, but I didn't get the call before the seven. I was better by then.
Yeah.
God. I said, I wouldn't care. I could have been throwing my guts up if someone offered me a free ticket to kiss. The second row. I said, I was going. It wouldn't matter what I was doing. That's it.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. You've got to get your priorities right here.
So I bet your boss feels
work like will always be there. Kiss wouldn't always be there.
You shouldn't feel like that about work.
Well, I think I do enough at work. Yeah. But I was genuinely sick Monday night, Tuesday morning. But then I wasn't anymore.
One day.
3 days.
Oh, well, I'm not happy to do it. One day.
One day?
No, they don't anymore, because Kevin Rose abolished that workplace agreement crap.
You have to go and sit in there for a couple of bloody hours, and then what's the point?
I'd just go on and throw up at work all day. If I had to do that, I would. I'd seriously go to work one of them day at work. They'd have to send me home, and I'd say, well, I'm not going to get a certificate.
Who's that for? One day workplace?
It is not part of work place agreement, it's part of the sick leave.
They're talking about
what's ridiculous.
Giving chemists the authority to give
the medical aren't making enough money at the moment. I mean, they have to make more money.
It's hard enough to get to a doctor.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a medical conspiracy, bloody conspiracy. People are coming to us.